Hi, I'm Kathy Peterson, Administrative Support Assistant for the Tofte District of the Superior National Forest, and this is National Forest Update for the week of February 20th. As we ease out of February and into March, it may seem that spring is right around the corner, but we know up here that there's plenty of winter left to go. There have been enough small snowfalls now that ski and snowmobile trails are in pretty good shape, thanks to the grooming done by our trail partners. Be sure to respect trail use designations, though. There isn't a whole lot of snow to repair ski trails, marred by snowshoes or snowmobiles. Some visitors to the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness on recent weekends may have been surprised by the groups of students winter camping. The culminating event for an outdoor recreation course for several Twin Cities schools is a trip to the Boundary Waters in the middle of winter. Students learn how to adequately prepare for extreme weather conditions and overcome the challenges of winter camping. They also learn the rewards of what is really a wonderful time to camp. If you've never been winter camping in the Boundary Waters, you'd do well to learn from these students and give it a try. Properly prepared, of course. The two big advantages are that you can pretty well eat as much as you want, and really there are no bugs at all. There's logging activity going on in the forest outside of the Boundary Waters. In the distant past, almost all logging was done in the winter when logs could be slid out on sledges, traveling ice roads and across frozen rivers and lakes. Now we log in the summer as well, but winter is still a good time for timber harvest. Watch for traffic on the Tomahawk, Four Mile Grade, and Trappers Lake Road. Remember that almost any plowed side road was probably plowed for logging traffic. If winter has you down, it may cheer you up to realize that there are some signs of spring around. Owls have laid their eggs, and some may be even starting to hatch. Denning bears usually give birth in late January, so there are probably cubs around in the bear dens. Even better, we're up to 10 and a half hours of daylight, up from a mere 8.5 in December. We still have 2 hours to gain before the spring equinox around March 21st, but we're already half the way there. For now, keep thinking snow and enjoy the winter. Until next time, this is Kathy Peterson for the Superior National Forest Update.